Hi, everybody. Christmas season is upon us. It's right around the corner, you could say. And Christmas season isn't so easy for everybody between the stress of buying gifts and seeing family members and stuff. Some of us have people that we don't get to see anymore, people that we've lost. And so I'm proud to say that this coming Saturday, so 1 week from today, or when we're recording this, I should say, I'm doing the first ever Losers virtual talent show for suicide prevention. So tune in on Zoom. I'll post everything on the Losers Facebook page to see our Losers talent show, where you can donate to my fundraiser to help with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Today, I'm joined by a very good friend of mine, Mr. Greg M.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a bit, Lou. You're looking really good.
Oh, thanks, brother. I do my best. Today was cheat day.
Today was cheat day?
Yeah, I went to TBK, and I got a burrito pastor, and I got a sope de asada, and I ate the sope, and then I ate about half the burrito, and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, boy. Why was that?
Oh, it was too much food. I couldn't handle it. So now I got half a burrito for breakfast in the morning.
If you ever start going to other Mexican places, because I know that TBK doesn't have this, but carnitas. Have you ever heard of carnitas?
I mean, does a bear shit in the woods? Of course I've heard of carnitas. That's my shit. I love it. It's, I mean,
I kind of questioned it because you had pastor, and I think carnitas are 10 times better.
They are, but like I said, I mean, I just ordered what I got. I work with a lot of Mexican guys at the warehouse, and they're like, they make carnitas in their backyards in the big old freaking pot, and then they'll bring in a whole pig the next day and make sure I eat a bunch of, well, they haven't done it in a while, but a bunch of the meat, and they bring salsa and cabbage and blah blah and all the fixins. It's
sounds like a really intense lifestyle.
Yeah. Why, where do you go for carnitas?
Oh man. I've been to, since moving out to Chicago, I've been to Allende. Allende is my go-to restaurant. They have three restaurants open at the moment. I think they're gonna go with a fourth. I'm not sure. But their carnitas, I usually go with green sauce.
Yeah, green sauce is the best.
Yeah, but over there, they only have red sauce. And the first time I went, I was crying on the inside.
I thought you liked spicy food, no?
I mean, I do like spicy food, but just the red sauce, it just doesn't sit well with me. But when I went over there and tried their red sauce, oh my God, Lou.
Well, I like red sauce too. I mean, I'm a slut for food, man. I'll eat whatever.
You know, this year was a good year for me. And this goes along with food because I love food too. And yeah, who doesn't? But I got to a point where I got to 175 pounds. I'm a small guy, so 175 is pretty big for me. And that was since,
yeah, that must be rough. Go on.
No, it was since 2019, but I don't know why I did, but during quarantine and since quarantine, I weighed at 145.
Awesome. That was your goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I hit it yesterday.
Rock and roll. This morning I weighed in. I do my Weight Watchers weigh-ins on Saturdays. That's why we cheat on Saturday nights, because we weigh in the morning. And I was at 222.5, so I'm still a long ways away, but getting closer to where I was when I was at my best. We went on vacation in June, and I was like 215 there. So I'd like to get down to that again, but after that burrito, I'm probably like 245 right now. I feel like complete garbage.
What's your goal?
I have lots of goals. My first goal is I want to get to Wonderland and For those of you who don't know what Wonderland is, it's you get under 200 pounds. I haven't been under 200 pounds in, God, 15 years. When I was like 10, I was probably like 200 pounds, like a big fat kid. But I have the number 185 in my head. That would be 100 pounds from where I started.
Oh, wow.
I think that would be really cool. I'm a real big UFC fan, so all the weight classes is where I, like, put myself. I'm like, if I can get to 205, which is light heavyweight, and then 185 is middleweight, and then 170, so on and so on. I'd like to get to 185, and then when I get there, I'm going to completely hate it still, so I'll probably want to go down when I get there, but right now that's my goal.
You've gone a long way, dude.
Yeah, right now I'm down 65-ish, 63, like 63 pounds, something like
that's huge.
Yeah, I was pretty friggin' gross.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, pretty friggin' gross.
No, you were always a good-looking guy.
Yeah, no. So, yeah. A little bit ago, before we got onto this, you were talking about how you're big on food. When we became friends, you had never had a Whopper before. And to my knowledge, you didn't really eat a lot of cheeseburgers before high school, right?
This is true.
And I remember not, oh, yeah, probably, making fun of you. Like, how have you not ever had a Whopper? You've never had any, like, what's your favorite cheeseburger? And you're like, I don't eat cheeseburgers. What are you talking about? And then we took you to get a Whopper or, I mean, I've had so many cheeseburgers with you since, so I don't remember the exact first cheeseburger I took you to have. Would you remember that?
Oh, God, there's been so many places. A Whopper was definitely one of the first ones.
Whoppers aren't even anything anymore, man.
No, but Culver's. Culver's was different, as well as Duke's.
Those were the two I was going to mention. Culver's was the best. Duke's was great, man. You get this big, disgusting cheeseburger. It was so good. You'd eat it, and you'd get diarrhea immediately.
I think I've tried, ever since then, I've tried almost every single cheeseburger around. I would have to put at number one, Portillo's double cheeseburger.
Portillo's. Have you ever had Beefy's cheeseburger?
I have.
I love Beefy's cheeseburger, man.
Oh, it kind of reminds me of Duke's.
Beefy's has a better bun. Duke's was always like a big, greasy lump, man, but it was good.
I thought that place shut down, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if they're still around.
Duke's?
Yeah. No, Beefy's.
Oh, Beefy's is still around.
Is it?
Yeah, Duke's is gone. Beefy's is still there. We go to, not anymore, but we used to go to Beefy's all the freaking time. It's one of Hannah's favorites.
When was the last time you were there?
Last week, 2 weeks ago. We go there all the time.
Wow.
In the summertime, Hannah loves their Oreo shakes. So in the summertime, I used to go there after we put Henry down, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, to get three Oreo shakes, one for me, one for Hannah, one for Matt.
Over at Beefy's?
Yeah.
I would definitely, I don't know, I've never tried their Oreo shakes or their shakes in general, but I would definitely go Andy's.
Well, yeah. Andy's is cool. I don't have like $75 for shakes every night, though. Andy's is insane. I was just talking to Richard, and I wanted to do something nice for him, so I took him some Andy's the other day. I'm like, freaking cost me an arm and a leg. Of course I'm going to pay it. I don't care. But, goddamn, how much is ice cream in the middle of the winter? Like, I feel like you should make it cheaper in wintertime when nobody's here.
Now, I thought when you said, oh, it's just $75, it reminded me of the good old times whenever we wanted to go out and we wanted to include you, we'd tell you the price. Oh, it's only $5. And you'll be like, yeah, but I don't have money. And then we'll mention the price again. You'll be like, oh, only $5? I have plenty of money. Let's go.
Yeah, well, that's my it's one of my main stories with Richard is he wanted, oh, let's go get this thing. And I was like, I don't have any money. Well, it's only $1. Oh, it's only $1? No, I have plenty of money. No, I don't have any money. I have $0. It doesn't matter how much this thing is. I don't have enough for it.
But you end up coming with us most of the time, and most of the time as well, I would be the driver, and every time we would be on a red light, someone would get in an argument, and lo and behold, Louie's walking out of the car.
Well,
and now we're chasing this guy, and it looks really weird. I'm hoping the cops aren't like trying to catch me, because I'm going in circles and freaking out.
You should have just left me, man.
Yeah, you're always known for walking around.
Yeah, whatever. I probably didn't even have shoes on, too. You should have just left me on 95th Street there. Whatever. I would have found my way home.
That's the street I was thinking of. I'll be
honest right
there
by that Wendy's. I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember the argument and everything. It's an argument for another time. Yeah, I remember that perfectly.
No, it wasn't only that. Sometimes you would just sit behind me. Oh, God. I kind of remember this. I think it was 2 weeks ago. I was driving on the highway, and my brother was behind me, and he covers my eyes while I'm driving. And I'm like, fucking PTSD. I just remembered that Louis used to do this to me almost every single time we drove, and he would sit behind me, and he'd be like, trust me, Greg, and cover my eyes, and I'm not hearing anything, nothing. I'm just driving and freaking out.
That was just probably parking lot drive. There's no way I did that on, like, main roads.
Oh, no, definitely main roads.
No way.
Yes, I freaked out.
Especially since I pretty much always refuse to sit in the back because I'm the biggest person around. It would have been with you and, you know, whatever.
Oh, you punished the driver.
Yeah. I remember you used to drive us home from school all the time, and the one time we let John drive and made you sit in the back.
I forgot about that.
You were the only one with a license. And we're like, John's driving home. You're like, what? And I was sitting shotgun, so John drove, and you sat in the back with, we'll call it Joe. I don't remember who else it was.
I remember this one time I was leaving school. I was supposed to meet you at my car. I gave you the car keys because I needed to stop by and pick something else up. And I'm coming back to the driver's seat, and you're sitting there. And all of a sudden, I start getting wet, like just drops of water falling on me. And I'm looking, and you're holding on to the wiper fluids. Yeah. Or whatever. They're just spraying out. And my windshield wipers, or just the windshield in general, it was soaking wet. I looked at the ground. There was like puddles of wiper fluid on the floor, and I didn't even know what to do. I actually ran out 2 weeks later, so I had to restock on that.
That sounds like something I would do. I can't even deny that. Oh, that's why you don't give me the keys. Was that the duck?
Yeah, that was the duck.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was what, a Corolla?
Yeah, 94 Corolla.
That was before you got the manly car, the Mitsubishi.
Yes.
The super dope manly Mitsubishi that you had.
Yes. Now I have a super dope white Lexus.
Yeah, yeah. I went outside to get my car, and I thought Hannah's friend was here because there was some girly car parked behind mine.
Not even that girly. When a white car is clean, it looks really mean. That's my motto, and I'm sticking to it.
It seems pretty racist, Greg. Thanks for bringing racism to the Losers Podcast.
Oh, absolutely not. I would do no such thing.
Yeah.
But after I finish optometry school, I do plan on having my first big purchase of a new car. So I'm going to ride out this Lexus for the next 3.5 years. And the next car I plan on purchasing will be a Tesla.
Nice. I know nothing about cars or Teslas, but I know that they're battery operated or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can like put in your where you're going and go to sleep or whatever.
Yeah, they also have dog mode. If you leave your dog in the car, you could turn on dog mode, and it's gonna run on the lowest amount of electricity. No gas running. And the AC's on with a sign saying that the owner will be right back.
Does the Teslas take gas at all? I don't think they're hybrids.
No, they do not.
Yeah, I was pretty sure I was right. I'm not super smart. I saw a TikTok the other day that I sent to Richard of a nice car driving down the road, and some girl was like, "Oh, that was a Dodge Viper GXR 12." And I was like, "Yeah, that's me. That's totally me. I have no idea what I'm talking about with cars. I drive a Nissan Altima just like everyone else."
No, Nissans are classics. I was thinking of getting one as well, but I chose to go with the nice Lexus I have right now. And I've had so many compliments, especially from you sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's the perfect car for a young lady like yourself. Now, you got rid of your old car because you said it was too girly, right?
I forgot what the problem was with the blue Mitsubishi.
Somebody had told me that you said it was too girly, so now I just like to tell you that this one's girly just to get under your skin. And I know it works because you don't ever have a good enough comeback for it.
I mean, fair enough. I really don't. I was actually at this moment as you were speaking. I was trying to think of a comeback. Couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, you can make fun of my car. I don't care. I drive a black Nissan Altima just like everybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, how original, Lou.
It's me, Mr. Original.
Oh, man. How has your 2020 been?
My 2020 has been ups and downs, you know. The start of 2020, I decided I was going to lose some weight. I said I can do this by myself, and I started just eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like a fat piece of shit. And then... Hannah joined Weight Watchers, and she was on for a while, and she's like, "You should do this with me." And I was like, "No, I don't need Weight Watchers. I can do that myself." She's like, "Well, if you ever want to join, you know, I get a free month and this and that." And I was like, "Nah, I'll be okay. I can do it. You know, I'm only 285 pounds. I know how to lose weight." And I had lost 10 to 15 before I joined Weight Watchers, and then I really started. I was losing like 10 pounds a month for a while. I was doing really good. I was on track to get to where I needed to be. Then Hannah's birthday was in June, the end of June. So we just started eating like shit at the end of June. We went on vacation, even though there was a global pandemic, in July. Ate like complete trash the whole time we were in South Carolina. And came back. I weighed way more than I wanted to. I started running. But I was still kind of eating like garbage. And now I'm back on. Through Thanksgiving, I gained like 5 pounds the week of Thanksgiving. Made me want to just shove my finger down my throat.
I think we all did, though.
I didn't. But I started tracking my food again. And I do intermittent fasting. I started doing that again. I lost 7 pounds the week after, so really I was like down 2 pounds. But and then this week I lost 2 pounds. Last week I lost 2 pounds. So like I said, I'm down around 222-ish. You know, I want to get down. I wanted to get to under 200 this calendar year, but that's impossible at this point. But I will. I'll get there next year. You know,
definitely will. You're on a good upward trend.
Yeah. Everybody tells me I'm too obsessed with my weight, and they are all correct. I definitely am.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's an obsession.
Oh, you don't know me then. It's 100% an obsession. It kind of drives people crazy. They think I'm too hard on myself, which I absolutely am. They're correct again. I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong there, or that they're wrong there, excuse me. But, you know.
At least it's not an addiction.
It kind of is.
But, I mean, I'd rather have you be addicted to this than drugs.
Yeah, you know, at least I don't smoke crack. Crack is bad. And I'm not like I said, I shouldn't have joked, but I did. You know, I'm not bulimic or anorexic or anything. Sometimes I think about trying to be vegetarian or trying to do like a vegan thing, but I just, I don't have the control to do that. If I was a vegan, I would only eat potatoes. And that is not a way to lose weight. That's a way to be a vegan. You just eat potatoes.
I tried a couple of vegan dishes in the past year or two. Just to see how they taste before I decide.
I've had plenty of vegan dishes.
And they're not bad. I mean, not bad at all.
They're salads. Have you ever had a salad? Vegan.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've had a squash soup before.
Yeah.
I think it was last week.
Yeah, now imagine only eating that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wouldn't mind being a vegan, but my problem is preparing everything. I think it takes way too long.
So you can imagine never having another cheeseburger?
It would be tough, but now they came out with those Impossible Burgers, which I've tried them before, and they taste a lot like burgers.
Why are vegetarians and vegans always trying to come up with meat stuff? It's like, we don't want to eat meat, but we want to eat stuff that looks and kind of tastes like meat.
That's a really good question.
I know the answer. You know, it's because you don't want to harm the animals, but it's just like, I don't know. Just eat the food that you eat, man.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell is a tofurkey? Like, I get it. You don't want to kill innocent turkeys, but eat a salad.
I could imagine having a girlfriend and being vegan and just taking her out in the backyard and just letting her eat.
You think she's just going to graze like a cow on the grass?
And not the grass, you silly, silly man.
You don't...
I would definitely have a garden.
You're not much of a boyfriend guy, are you? Here's my grass. Go ahead and graze.
I mean, there have been instances in the past where, and this is probably common, you know, girlfriend asks, let's go out and eat. And you'll say, what do you want to eat? And she'll be like, I don't know.
That's never happened to me.
Never happened to you because why?
No, that's never happened to me because my wife is amazing, and she always knows what she wants to eat, and I love her.
Must be nice.
It's very nice.
I've definitely dealt with this in the past, but, you know, you get kind of used to it after a while and just take the lady wherever.
And you're just going to take her to your backyard to feast on your garden of vegetables?
And yes.
But then you have to pull them and clean them and prepare them. And I feel like just taking her to the backyard doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I mean, obviously I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's what you said in front of God and everybody here today.
I mean, it's an easy way out, but hard to do that.
You know, vegans can eat at restaurants too, Greg.
But it's so hard.
I mean, right now, nobody can eat at restaurants.
There are so many times. I have a vegan friend. So many times we wanted to go out and eat. And we can't really decide on one thing because there's not a lot of options for vegan people.
So that's when you just have the vegan person decide what they want and then you just do that.
And that's how it usually goes. And usually it ends up being Chipotle with the tofu. Unquote.
Yeah, the sofritas.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't mind Chipotle, but I always get these bad stomach aches afterwards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should probably not eat Chipotle then, huh?
What I'm saying.
Or you should take a big dump.
That is what I'm not saying.
Well, sometimes a big dump is what you need, man. Whatever. I'm not judging you. So you did move down to the city. Where, like... I'm not a city guy. I don't like the city. I don't like going downtown. Where approximately are you?
I live in Bridgeport.
That means nothing to me.
Okay, so
what is around you?
I live two blocks away from the White Sox Stadium.
Oh, isn't that a bad part of town?
Yes, it is. I've seen so many stuff over there.
So many stuff, he says.
I mean, yeah, I've seen people getting shot. I've seen people getting hit with sticks. You know, you have a bunch of druggies out there. I've seen drug deals. It's definitely not a safe place. You just got to know where you're going.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where I was going.
Yeah, it's definitely, I wouldn't say a culture shock, but it's a lot different than living in the burbs.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to eat down there? You said your Mexican restaurant. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but do you have any
other?
What?
It was called Allende.
Allende. Like the Sonata is Allende, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'll do that. Probably not. What else do you like to eat down there?
Since I also live right next to Chinatown, there's a lot of Chinese restaurants, Asian foods, cuisines.
Yeah, that's what foods are.
Well, yeah. and in general, just over there, I'm surrounded with a lot of...
So you like Asian food?
Yeah, I kind of grew to like Asian food. Something I kind of found out that existed, I kind of already knew, but I never tried it, was bubble tea.
I don't know what that is. Bubble tea?
Yeah. So it's
it like tea with bubbles?
So I don't know exactly what they are, but they're just these little balls in this tea. And it usually comes with milk. I prefer it with milk. It's cold. It's nice. It tastes really good. You get this fat-ass straw for the bubbles to come up through the straw. It's so good.
It's not like the smoothie with the little fruit balls in it, is it?
It's... So you're thinking of Joyee, or yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Well, that's what you're thinking of.
You're just saying words here, man.
Yeah, it's really good, and apparently it's been in the market for a while, and I just found this out.
So without sounding so uncultured, you live near Chinatown. Is it mostly just Chinese restaurants, or do they have like Thai food and Japanese food and?
Yeah.
Is it all Asian food, or is it most just pretty much Chinese food?
It's mostly Chinese. I'd say 80% Chinese, but you got your fair share of...
Like, are there ramen places and stuff like that?
Yeah, there is. Actually, I became a big fan of ramen as well.
What kind of ramen do you get?
There's just so much. Usually, I go with beef ramen. It's got to be spicy, for sure. And I do like my egg in my ramen.
How do they make the egg in the ramen? I don't know. I've never had ramen.
Usually they make it soft, so it's soft-boiled.
So you, like, break it open and the yolk is all over the place?
Yes.
Yum.
No, it's pretty good.
That sounds pretty good. Not going to lie.
You got to try it out. No, the city life kind of opened my eyes to a lot of different things. Just experiencing here and there.
So when you're down there, you pretty much eat Mexican food and Chinese food?
I mean, usually Chinese. Sometimes I've became a big fan of Uber Eats. And so...
McDonald's.
No, I haven't had McDonald's for 11 years.
Oh, that's impressive.
I'm just...
Was that high school?
11 years. I'm 26.
You've had to have McDonald's at high school.
No, I wasn't a fan. I would always avoid McDonald's.
I don't know, man. I feel like we've had McDonald's together before.
No.
I've had a lot of McDonald's in my day.
I would go with you guys, but I wouldn't get anything.
I don't know.
Usually, like Wendy's. Maybe sometimes we had Jimmy's. Our thing usually is JJ Fish.
I want to take her on a date to Madonna's.
Oh, man.
When's the last time you had JJ Fish?
JJ Fish, God. I've had it in August when I first started school. One of the things I Ubered Eats was JJ Fish.
I feel like that's a long drive.
There's it's a franchise.
Oh.
So there's a couple around me. I think there's two or three.
And is it the same?
Same.
Does it taste the same?
Yeah, but they won't give me extra lemon pepper like I asked them.
Yeah. You gotta ask meaner then.
I'm not like that. Plus, I'm usually Uber eating. So,
well, then tell your Uber Eats. I've never done that. I just go get my food myself. So you just got to ask your Uber Eats guy to be meaner. I don't know how that works.
I'm not going to ask the guy to make a big scene.
Why not? That's what you're paying him for.
I guess, but.
Give him a good tip.
I don't know. But just letting you guys know, if you guys ever get JJ Fish, extra lemon pepper. And keep the foil open.
Yeah, otherwise they get wet from all the steam.
Yeah.
They get like soggy.
Tastes disgusting. And
no, yeah. They're still delicious, but they're not as delicious.
Yeah, definitely not. They're gross, actually. I think they're gross at that point.
Hmm. Big on Uber Eats.
Yeah, yeah.
How much time do you spend over at your mom's now?
I'll stop by at least once a week. Bless her heart. I don't have time to do anything, and I'll drop off my laundry. She'll take care of that. I feel like a shithead, but
man, sometimes you need your mom to do your laundry. I get it.
Yeah, she prepares food for me in my apartment complex. I don't really have a place to do my laundry as well, so that makes it a little tougher on me. I'm probably sleeping like 4 to 6 hours a night. Maybe sometimes 3 on test days. I've never pulled an all-nighter. The shortest I've slept was 2 hours. So I really don't have time for a lot. And it's 2 exams a week. So once I'm done with an exam, I can't really breathe because I got to work on the next one. And that's my life for the next, bookwork-wise, next 2 years, I'd say.
Nice.
No, it's not. It sucks.
Do you know everything there is to know about eyes now?
I know a lot more than I expected myself to know.
Get it? I expected.
And speaking of that, I kind of realized I'm going to probably start making corny jokes like that as a doctor. I never wanted to be that guy, but it's slowly creeping up on me. And it gives me boomer vibes.
Yeah. So when people talk about you, you know this, everyone asks, which Greg? And then they go, the Greg with the 2 different eyes, right?
Yeah.
And what I tell them is, your eyes are the same color.
No, they're not.
They are, aren't
okay,
they?
So the left one's blue, the right one's green.
I just feel like the pupils are different sizes, but they're the same color.
Yeah. So funny you should mention that.
I'm not close enough, but I feel like that's, I don't know. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong.
We had so many opportunities to look deep into my eyes.
Yeah, not really. You've always been too busy doing other shit.
No.
God knows you haven't been doing your laundry.
No, I mean, we've had so many moments where we would, and one of my favorites was just improv nights, not going to the coffee house, but just doing it in your room.
Yeah, you don't know what DiGiorno pizza is.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, that happened. I really don't want to talk about it.
But you didn't tell us that you didn't know what DiGiorno pizza is. You just still tried to act it out.
You guys assumed. No, it was me trying to guess, and Brett was saying it.
Oh.
Brett was saying, it's not delivery, it's
DiGiorno.
And I'm just like, pizza man.
Yeah. We'll get into that in a minute. Well, you're going to be an optometrist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing with your eyes, with them being different?
Yeah, so I've learned this. For the past 4 months, we've been just repeating it and how it works. What I have is Horner syndrome, and that's, and I once again, I know way too much more than I expected myself to know, especially about me. I kind of figured out a lot. I learned a lot about me over the past couple of months. So that's when I also found out I have a cyst in my brain, and that's what's causing it. So my third cranial nerve is being pressured because of the cyst. And so because of that, there's not a lot of nerves going into my left eye my left eye. And so because of that, I get what I get. Now, if we remove the cyst, then I'm not sure if the damage has already been done or if it could change, but it's something I might be considering, is to remove the cyst.
And if you don't remove it, what happens?
If I don't remove it, then it might mess up my eye because the cyst is kind of, it fluctuates. And as it does that, it gets closer to my eye. And I could feel it sometimes.
Yeah, you have real bad headaches with it, don't you?
Yeah, I do get bad headaches. And
I've been bugging you about this for years.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's pretty big. Yeah,
that's what she said.
No, it's a big cyst. It does give me migraines, headaches. I've been hospitalized twice from it, but doc says I should keep it and we should avoid being invasive. So,
oh, the doc doesn't want you to have it removed?
Not at this moment, no. They're still monitoring it. I'm actually doing another MRI this upcoming March.
Huh, I didn't know that the doctor didn't want you to have it removed.
Well, I had to change doctors. Insurance? First one, yeah. The first one wanted me to remove it. This one's, I kind of got a second opinion. This one says, let's keep it for now. But I'm still kind of, you know, risking it because of the damage it could do to my eye.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. You're gonna end up like Thor. Is it only one eye? Or is it going to damage both eyes?
It'll damage one eye.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll most likely be my left one.
Is that the smaller one?
Yes.
And obviously, they're the same size. The smaller pupil that you have.
And, I don't know, just, I think I will avoid any of that for the foreseeable future, especially knowing that I don't want to really risk anything during optometry school. You know, anything can happen because the brain is so delicate. Because it's right next to the brain.
Yeah.
Cyst. So, at the moment, I'm just dealing with it.
Have you considered, like, a lobotomy? Go up through the nose and get it out?
No, thanks. I had a COVID test and just having that stick go down my nose and almost poking my brain just... Every time that happens, because I had it twice, I would just start crying. Just tears rolling down my face.
I did it once, and the whole ride home, I was just... I was, like, trying to sneeze. I couldn't get anything out. It was awful.
It's bad. Hopefully, it's almost over. Their vaccines have been coming out lately.
Yeah, I've seen a few friends of mine getting vaccinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. James Bailey's mom got vaccinated. She's a nurse. She goes to the same church as us. And then I saw, do you remember Katrina?
I do.
She's a nurse. She just got vaccinated, I saw on Snapchat or something. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we might be one of the first ones to get vaccinated too, since... I'm not yet a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
But we are working in clinics with other patients. So I'm expecting to get one at least by probably end of January.
Nice. So you let me know how it goes.
Watch me get Bell's palsy.
I mean, it's, you know, it's probably worth it.
I don't know.
I don't want to really get into it, but
okay.
But I feel like if it's gonna help the world or whatever,
and by all means, I'm not against vaccinations, but I just feel like this one came way too fast.
Yeah, well, we're trying to I haven't done anything. Trying to solve a global pandemic. I don't know. You've listened to a few of the podcasts. You know the drill?
Yes. Wait, what's
here,
the drill?
Here at Losers, we are a friendship podcast, and a few questions that I ask everybody, I'm going to ask you now. Who is your best friend?
Who is my best friend? I got a lot of best friends. You know, I don't really have one.
Throw a few names out.
I'm throwing you in. We don't hang out a lot. But, you know,
throw a few names out of people that you're trying to not feel bad. Whatever.
I got, you know, let's see. My friend Fabio. Fabio is a good friend of mine. We hang out as much as we can since COVID started and school started. I haven't had the time. Louis showing two penises pointing at each other right now.
I have his fingers pointing them together. I have no penises here. So,
let's see.
How did you and Fabio become friends?
Oh, God. Fabio started hanging out with Billy and Greg W. And it was through them how we met. I remember one of the very first times we hung out was on Halloween. We actually went costume shopping. And I just remember him wearing this ugly, scary motherfucker mask. It was disgusting, but the way he had his leather jacket on just completely fitted, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But aside from that, Billy Fazulio is another good friend of mine.
What's he been up to?
Billy, he got to Chicago. Lives in a high top, beautiful place, safe neighborhood. He's actually getting married in May.
Nice.
So that's exciting. I'm going to be one of the groomsmen. And it's going to be in Wisconsin, so I'm definitely excited for that. But let's see. Billy's got a really good job. I think he is the most successful friend of all my friends. And you know, good for him. He's worked hard. Aside from that though, I've met a really, really good friend of mine in ICO, my school. His name's David. We study a lot together. He's a smart guy. He's from Nigeria. Tall guy too.
I was gonna say, is he like the 6'5" guy that you posted a picture on Instagram with, where it looked like he was an NBA player, and you're just standing there as the smallest man in the world? That's that guy.
Yeah, that's that guy. He's one tall guy, funny guy, smart, like I said. But yeah, he's from Washington.
You from Nigeria or from Washington?
Well, originally from Nigeria. Like, I'm from Poland, but I'm from Bridgeview, Illinois, I guess.
Are you from Poland or are you from Bridgeview?
Louis, let's not start this. Where's your mom from?
Bridgeview.
Where was she born? Bridgeview. Okay, maybe I should have said that then.
She was born in Bridgeview.
Okay, fine.
Well, I mean, well, I don't think it was in Bridgeview, but in a hospital somewhere, and then came home to Bridgeview.
I
right across the street from James Thomas's old house.
You know what's funny? Speaking of hospitals, I don't know if I ever told you this, because this year my mom kind of introduced me to a lot of personal documents that were mine. They kind of kept it hidden away from me. And when they kept pulling these documents out, I was asking, are you about to pull out adoption papers? No, but...
you look too much like all your brothers.
No, I was actually born 8 weeks earlier than they expected. And so they were on a plane. And when they were on the plane, I guess that's when my mom started going through labor. So technically, I took a look at my birth certificate, and it says Chicago, parentheses, Atlantic Ocean. And yeah, like I said, I learned a lot about myself.
So
this
you were born on the plane?
Yeah.
That is intense.
I never knew this.
Your mother is a strong woman. And you're the oldest too, right?
I feel like
if I was a woman and my firstborn was born on a plane, there would be no secondborn.
Yeah.
I would never go back on a plane. I don't like planes as it is, but yeah.
Not that bad.
No freaking way.
No, I'm the oldest. I have three younger brothers.
And there's four of you, but go on.
Yeah, there's four of us. They tried getting a girl, but it never worked out.
And they got kaboosh.
Yeah, what's insane to me is he's a decade younger than me. So when I'm going to have a job, he's going to be in college partying.
Yeah.
I just think that's insane.
That's how it works.
Right, but just the idea of having that big of a gap totally blows my mind.
I don't know. We used to hang out with Kubush all the time. You wanted to teach him how to play basketball. First, somebody had to teach you how to play basketball, but then you were going to teach him.
My brother had a weird thing, and you hated coming over to my house, but whenever my other friends from high school would come over to my house, and we'd be watching a Bulls game or playing Call of Duty or something, or playing, God, what was that game called? Guitar Hero. Jake would always come downstairs, and this guy would be like 2-3 years old, and he thought it was the funniest thing ever to show his little wiener to us.
Hey, man, little wieners are funny.
And we always yell, put that away, put that away. And now we just make fun of him ever since.
Yeah, you know, he was 2 or 3, so...
Who taught him that?
Probably you. Probably John. It was probably John. Let's be real.
Yeah, he would do something like that.
You have a nice story about John at the house, don't you? John and Anthony Martinez.
Oh, my God. At your house, right?
Yeah, my house.
God. So, John, I never told you this. I probably did, but if you're listening, Louis was having a bonfire, right? Was it a bonfire?
Probably. Yeah, that's your story.
A bunch of people came. And we're just sitting around. I knew a couple of people were swimming. It was pitch black dark, so I couldn't tell. So I went to a bonfire. And we're just sitting around. I take a nice comfy seat. And all of a sudden, I see two floppy dicks just in front of me. And I look up, and it's Anthony Martinez. And my brother. And I just turned away. And it was just, I just never spoke about it until to this day. No, actually, yeah, I think this is the first time John's going to hear this story. Yeah. So
make sure he listens.
God, that was.
He'll say that wasn't me.
No, that was, yeah, it was definitely him. It was weird.
Definitely him. It had that mole, I remember.
It was weird. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, goodness. We used to have so many bonfires.
Oh, yeah.
And you would come and you wouldn't say a word the entire time.
Yeah. In high school, I was an introvert. Since quarantine happened, I kind of did a self-assessment on my life. And I feel like I became more extroverted since. But yeah, I was always quiet during that time. I don't know why, don't ask. But I don't know, some of the best memories was just like burning couches. God, you would burn a couch, Lou.
I did not burn a couch.
You would throw cushions and...
No, we would burn a bunch of dumb shit, but I never burned a couch. I remember them throwing a shitty video game set in there and all fucking black smoke coming out. We all had to fucking evacuate the backyard.
And there were some nights where Rago would pull up and just ask for a bonfire, and then he'll stay inside and play 2K.
Yeah.
That was always a thing.
Yeah, he would go in there and he'd play against Joe, and he would just only shoot threes, and Joe would get mad, and then he'd quit, and then he'd say, Joe, you're going to get a 7-second call. Joe, you're going to get that, Joe. And then Joe would get mad and say, I can come back, and then he'd start playing again, and he'd lose by 1,000.
Yeah, Joe would always get mad at me whenever he played 2K with me, because I used to play that game every day. And he completely lost it when he was losing by 30. And I just do a pull-up three with DeAndre Jordan, and I sink it in. And he lost and left my house.
That sounds about right. I haven't talked to him in forever.
Yeah, he's... I'm actually excited. I'll be seeing him. We're going... to, we're going to be going to Canada for Billy's bachelor party and Montreal, to be exact.
Hmm.
The whole entire plan for Billy is called Operation Maple Leaf. And Joe's actually coming. So I'll be seeing him there. I'll be seeing him at the wedding as well. So I'm actually excited to be catching up with him.
Nice. Yeah. Who's gonna do your laundry up in Canada?
Oh God, I never thought of that.
You better figure it out, man. You can't Uber Eats your laundry over to your mom's house.
That's why we're here.
Montreal. Does anybody speak French? Is it Montreal French Canada?
I mean, I did take French classes in high school, but I never got the chance to use it.
Hello, je m'appelle Greg.
So for those of you who don't know, my friends would always, always pretend that I talk like that. I get it.
We do not make fun of the way you talk.
I don't talk like that. But Louis does a really good job of just impersonating voices. My favorite Louis impersonation is the guy from Jimmy's.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, you know what I'm talking about.
Which guy?
The guy that would, you always say like,
"Do hot dogs." That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, they got real big there. Sorry to anybody wearing headphones. Yeah, you go to Jimmy's. I haven't been to Jimmy's in forever, but you go to Jimmy's and, you know, "Let me get 2 hot dogs, no onion, and a large fry." And you go, "2 hot dogs, no onion, large fries." But now they have the one of the guys that used to be a cook. I haven't been there, like I said, in a while. But when I was going there, one of the guys that used to cook is doing the line now. And you'd be like, let me get 2 cheeseburgers. He'd be like, 2 cheeseburgers. So,
yeah, that's totally on point.
I didn't even think about the guy from Jimmy's. When we worked at the Park District, not you, but when me and Rago would work, we'd sit there with Scotty or whoever. We would just yell, "Beef hot! Let me get a beef hot!" Every time they had substitutions for the basketball games, we'd ring the buzzer, "Beef hot!" The kids would sub in and out. Didn't make any sense, but we thought it was funny. So,
God. You know, like, I haven't seen you in a long time, but we had so many good memories.
Yeah. What, how did we become friends? Do you remember?
So it's a really vivid memory. Oh, but
I have a very vague memory. Let's see if we match up in the middle.
So we would always, freshman year of high school, we had the spot at the Swanson Gym. And we would hang out every morning. We would call it the spot. And I forgot who invited you, or not even invite, but who brought you along. But ever since then, you just came along and you would just start singing all of these songs that you had on your, was it an iPod?
It was an iPod, man. iPods were cool. Go on.
So you had iPod, you had dope headphones, and yeah, you still have them. Best headphones ever. Reminds me of Pure Quills.
Pretty decent headphones.
And God, I just remember me and you getting an argument because you were singing, God, what song it was, oh, but it was Britney Spears.
I was going to say, I remember you guys always complaining about Jukebox Hero, but
that was another song that I was going to mention, Jukebox Hero. I'm never going to forget that.
But
you would just come and start headbanging, and God, it was just...
Back when we all had hair.
I know. I know.
Hair on our heads and not on our faces.
Good times. Actually, so, our hairdos were bad.
I interrupted you, and I apologize. Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. So it was Britney Spears, and we got in an argument, and I'm saying, why are you listening to Britney Spears? You should be listening to Ozzy Osbourne. God, I was so into the 80s music and 70s then. So I was trying to get you to listen to Ozzy Osbourne, and you're like, no, let's listen to Britney Spears, blah, blah, blah. And you were yelling at me, and then you ran away with my backpack, and you threw it. You didn't throw it in the trash. You threw it behind the trash can, and I couldn't find it the whole entire before first period started. I was late to my class, but it was, that's how we kind of met and interacted for the first time.
I feel like we definitely interacted before that. I remember in freshman year gym, we weren't in the same class, but we were in the same period. And the way the lockers lined up, you know, your last name starts with an M and mine starts with a T. So we weren't next to each other, but we were in the same aisle on opposite sides. And we were right next to each other. So it was you and Dan Mozak.
I remember
and
that.
And then right behind you, I was there. So we had probably talked in the locker room before that. So I probably knew who you were and stuff. Because I feel like our meeting wouldn't just be you going, you should listen to Britney Spears. Because then I'd be like, get away from me, you fucking weirdo.
Now, that's how me and Eddie actually met. We also, Eddie hated me. Oh, God.
You met Eddie in what, middle school?
Middle school. Yeah. He did not like me. But we ended up being really good friends.
Yeah, you just saw him at Walmart.
Yeah, I did. I was actually doing a gift and Christmas wrap shopping, and he was doing the same. So I was walking out. He was coming in. We're talking for a good 30 minutes, and my Hooters wings got cold.
Yeah, it happens.
They're
to the
really
best
good,
of us.
Though. They're still good. No, but he's doing well. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call him and see if he wants to be on next. I probably won't do an episode for a couple weeks with the holidays, but hoping to come back with a vengeance after the new year.
Going back to gym class, I think I had you all 4 years in gym.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Well, not in the same class, but the same period. At least the same period. First?
I don't know.
Because at first you mentioned...
I remember freshman year we were... Yeah.
And second year we had McMurray. So we would sing you... You and Joe would always sing Sweet Home Chicago. That's when he called that one kid Nips. And you scared him.
Yeah.
You were always singing Move Along by the All-American Rejects and run around the whole entire, I forgot what that gym called. It was the Fieldhouse. Third year.
He called him Big Joe, Louis T, and Greg.
Yeah.
And I remember we would always want to play basketball, and you hated basketball so much and never wanted to play, but you had to because that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
And now you love basketball.
Yeah, I love basketball. It's one of my, I think it is my favorite sport.
So junior year.
We had Mr. Lewis.
Was junior year Mr. Lewis?
Junior year was Mr. Lewis because.
With Matus?
Yes, with Matus.
Matus. So, and then senior year, I had Miss Malloy.
Yeah, Miss Malloy, but I had Morgs.
Oh, you were weight training?
I was weight training. Same period, but I was just in a different area.
Senior year. Yeah, I had Miss Malloy. I remember Pelkowski yelling at me for talking to his kids. And my one rule for the podcast is we don't speak ill on anybody. So I'll just say that he yelled at me, and that's what happened. Yeah, it was... That was a pretty weird thing that you had there. There was one year I had, how does that even happen? Because what you said was right. But one year I had a gym class with Brett. We were in...
I think it was freshman year.
No.
Our freshman year.
No. It was...
Brett was in racket sports.
Quit. No. Well... I remember it was with Innes. Innes was the teacher. We would just walk on treadmills. And I remember us sitting there and we would mess with the kid that sat next to us. His name was Edgar. And I had some other friends in that class too. But it started as a class where we would switch from weight training to treadmills, but none of the weight training kids wanted to do the treadmills, so it just ended up we would just be on treadmills, which was whatever. Maybe that was junior year.
I'm not sure. I remember me and you went on treadmills once during one of the gym classes, and I showed you this dubstep Inspector Gadget song.
Yeah, ever since then, Crispy, dude. Yeah, it's the best dubstep song around, dude.
Ever since then, every time I heard, I put your headphones on, you'll always be putting that on replay.
It is the dun, 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 dun. And you showed me Whale Step, which was dubstep with whales.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was Whale Step.
I know why I'm listening to tonight.
You staying at your mom's tonight? You're going back to Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm going back to Chicago. I start school on the 4th again. So I'm going to spend Christmas here. I got to study a bit before I get back to school because I come back to exams. Oh, joy. The fun and joys of optometry school. Everything you've heard about medical school and any healthcare profession school, it's true.
I heard that it's very easy. Anyone can do it. You just breeze right through the classes. I've heard lots of good shit.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I don't know. I heard that the teacher writes the answers on the board and stuff like that.
Quite the embarrassment, but it caused me so much stress. I started losing hair.
Yeah, you've been losing hair long before optometry school, buddy. But we can blame it on the optometry school if that makes you feel better.
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah. So it was the stress from being an eye doctor guy that made you lose the hair, not male pattern baldness.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going with that and sticking to it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going bald myself, but I'm not in optometry school, so.
But we have what I think you're. I think I would say, as a friend, you have the thickest hair of all my friends.
Billy's got thick hair, doesn't he?
Not as thick as yours. His is thick, but not as thick as yours.
I haven't seen Billy in years. Last time I saw him, he had the Justin Bieber still.
He's got a full set of hair.
A full set of hair.
Yeah.
Like a full set of wrenches, but hair instead.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I think I told the story in the Brett podcast, but now I'm calling that my lost episode because it got all messed up. One more funny story with you was... You were the first one that could drive out of all of us, so you always had to drive everywhere. And I was talking to Liz for some reason, and I was like, let's go see her. And you're like, okay, whatever. Me and you were hanging out, and I said, she works at this Oberweis. I could get to that Oberweis right now with my eyes closed, but back then I didn't know where this place was. And you're like, well, I don't know, And here's an old statement. That was before phones had GPS.
Yeah.
So we didn't know how to get there, and you had a Polish GPS, but you didn't like using it or something.
Yeah, it was my dad's, and it was Polish, and it was just no bueno.
So I called Brett. I said, hey, can we just use your GPS? We're going to go somewhere. And he's like, where are you going? And I was like, what does it matter? Just let me use your GPS. And he's like, I want to go somewhere. And I was like, no, you can't come. Just give me your GPS. I'm coming. So so he was playing video games at the time. Let me know if you remember this when we're done. But he was playing video games at the time. So we borrowed his GPS, and he came with us to go see Liz at this
Oberweis.
Oberweis. And that's when we met Brittany and Molly as well. And Brett was playing video games with Jordan and Eddie. So he's like, oh, I got to go. I'm going out with Louie and Greg. And they're like, where are you going? I want to go. So all of a sudden, it was me and you going to see my friend. All of a sudden, there's five of us there. And then they all came back to the house and wanted to go swimming in less than swimming suits. And that's when everybody fell in love with a whole new crop of people.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do.
I remember you didn't go swimming. You went home. You were scared because they were girls and you didn't want to get in trouble.
What are you talking about?
Nah,
I don't remember that.
You know what I'm talking. Not scared of girls, but you were in a relationship, so you didn't want to get in trouble for hanging out with half-naked girls in the pool.
I don't remember that.
It's understandable.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe it happened. Maybe you're right, but I don't remember that.
But I remember you left as soon as we got back to my house from Oberweis.
So that probably had to write an essay.
You probably did have to write an essay. You wrote a lot of essays in the summertime of going into freshman year of college. I didn't go to college, but you did, and you wrote a lot of essays that year.
Yeah, I was one busy guy, and I'm still that busy guy.
Yeah, well, you're here now.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in over a year.
No.
Actually, wrong. I seen you.
You came to a couple bonfires over the summer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And we have that epic picture with me, you, and Richard.
Yeah, as Avengers.
Yeah.
And you really came, cool. you turned on Shawn Michaels. You came.
It was Kurt Angle.
Was it Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
I thought it was Shawn Michaels. And came strutting into the backyard like a psychopath.
Yeah, it was a monumental moment.
I don't think it was monumental, but
I think
it was more mental than monumental.
One of the most monumental moments, and you always remind me of this, was just one day you guys were, I forgot where you guys were watching, and I just walk in, just sweating, and I just yell at you guys. Not really yell, but in a really loud voice, who the fuck wants to go Wendy's? And everyone just looks at me, and they're like, yeah, let's go. And then you guys just get up, and you guys were like, "That Greg, that was the most heroic thing I have ever heard."
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, no, it was a thing.
Wow. Why were you sweaty?
Because it was summertime and I was starving and I was getting to your place after spending all day with my ex, Maria.
Okay.
But I was just starving and wanted some food and you guys were hanging out. I knew you guys were always hanging out. So I just walk in and I'm just like, who the fuck wants to go to Wendy's? And you guys look. Oh.
I remember you and your Polish holiday. You came to my house and wingus dingus me and fucking sprayed us full of water. And then we thought it was war. We thought you were waging war on us.
I do not remember this.
Yeah. What is wingus dingus? Wingus smingus?
Mingus dingus.
Mingus dingus.
Who the fuck is this pingus dingus?
Yeah. What a... What is that? Don't you go to someone's house and spray them with water or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you came to my house and you happy wingus dingus and you sprayed me with water. We were like, okay, looks like he's waging water war on us. So we came out with our own water and you were like, no, it's wingus dingus. And we were like, I don't know what that is. I grew up in America, Greg. Damn.
No, I remember.
What is that? Like it's the day after something.
Day after Easter, and it's kind of like enlightenment in our Polish tradition. We're kind of growing because it's spring, and so we're watering ourselves for growth and knowledge development.
See, that's a lot better than coming to your house and just spraying you down with water guns, jerk.
Don't tell me it wasn't fun.
Speaking of Easter, I posted today on Facebook, here's a far jump, but we'll come around to it. I posted today on Facebook that I can eat more pancakes than anyone on my Facebook friends. And it got me a lot of attention because people think that they can eat more pancakes than me, and they cannot. They cannot. I can eat more pancakes than anyone. And the reason I think that is many years ago, me, you, Maria, Jordan, Richard, that might be it, Brett maybe, went to Denny's on Good Friday.
I do remember this.
And they have unlimited pancakes for $4 or whatever. So you, me, and Richard all got pancakes. And Jordan got a slam burger because he doesn't like their pancakes. But I ended up eating 12 pancakes. You had four, maybe? They bring you three, and then they bring you two at a time. I think you had four. I think Richard had three or four. But I just kept eating everybody else's pancakes. So I ended up eating like 12, like smashed the two of you. And I said, I have to stop because everyone else is done eating and they keep bringing me out pancakes. I'm going to be eating pancakes for the rest of my life. So for anyone who thinks they can out eat pancakes on me, they can't. I'm a pancake eating man. I love them.
How about a pancake challenge?
I get way too stressed out trying to plan things. So if anyone wants to plan a pancake challenge and then invite me to that, I'm down.
I bet I can beat you.
I am 100% positive you cannot beat me.
All right, listen. If you ask Eddie's dad who eats the most.
Greg, we went out for pancakes.
Right.
And I beat you by more than quadruple the amount of pancakes you ate.
But this was 7 years ago. I'm a different man, Louie.
When's the last time you went to Eddie's house to eat and his dad knows what you eat? It was probably about 7 years ago.
No,
freaking frick.
No, we went like 3 years ago. What are you talking about?
You are insane.
Yeah, no.
It was like high school.
I came in and I'm like, he's like, oh, I saved a big plate for you. And I'm just like, yeah, because I eat a lot, don't I? He's like, yeah, this fucking guy.
I'm a dirty boy who eats a lot. Why are you talking like that?
No, I was always known to eat the most by Eddie's dad. So I take pride in that, and therefore I believe I could eat more pancakes than you, Lou.
I'd say put your money where your mouth is, I guess, but there's no way you can.
Oh. You are having a talent show? No?
Oh, the talent show. Yeah, that's a good place to fill this in, I guess. Sorry, I'm trying to gather my thoughts. A few years ago, right before Hannah and I went on our honeymoon to Disney, I was flipping through my Facebook. I was on the Facebook stories or whatever. I just flipped through them real quick. You know, I don't know how you watch them, but I just click on them and just to get rid of them. And one of my very good friends, almost like a brother to me from when I was little, had attempted to take his own life on Facebook. And I don't know exactly what happened, and I don't really want to know exactly what happened. But then I had seen the rest in peace posts coming. And I was kind of, you know, flabbergasted. And then I found out that he did end up dying around, like, it was that day. He ended up dying that day. And I just taken back. It was really sad for me. I still find myself thinking about him a lot. And I couldn't even imagine what that's got to be like for his family and everything. He left behind a daughter. I don't know why I haven't said his name. His name is Chris. But I drive around at work by myself all day long, and I just have these ideas. I have more ideas that I want to do, but right now it's winter time. I'm struggling with my own stuff. But with this, I wanted to do just a little showcase where I have friends come on. You know, it's my podcast is about friendship and fun and friendliness, and you come on and we just do a little act or a little talent or something. And I set up a page so you can donate money to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we're doing that the day after Christmas. 7 p.m. What I've learned is everybody is not willing to perform something on the thing. I should have taken that into consideration. So as of now, I have close to nobody to do anything. And I understand, you know, I'm going to sing a song. I've been writing a couple jokes down. I'll do a few jokes. I'm going to have Henry knock down buildings. Brett wants to perform something. Liz wants to perform something. Liz's cousin is supposed to perform. It's going to be fun. So I'm going to post the Zoom stuff on the Facebook page. So check out the Facebook page or just get into contact with me, however, and I'll let you know how to get on there. But all donations would be greatly appreciated. And if you donate at least $20, you get a decal made up of the Losers logo. And it says, I donated to the Losers virtual talent show for suicide prevention. So check it out.
I mean, I feel like I don't really have that many talents that I could really showcase at the moment. I could definitely, I'll fix your eyes for you.
I had a little panic attack a few days ago and I just started texting people and I was like, I just need something. I need you to do something, please. I feel like I'm failing my friend here, but when it comes down to it, it's not about that. You know, it's supposed to be something fun, something light. You know, he knows that we love him. He knows that I'm doing my best. And that's just what it is. You know, I might Google a magic trick and do a little trick or something. I don't know yet. I'll figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, not the only one that lost a friend.
I know.
This year, I'd say good friend. He was actually my best friend in elementary school going into junior high. And we kind of branched off. Just got depressed and same thing. Name was Ben.
Yeah.
Good friend.
Yeah, it's rough. If you're having problems, never feel afraid to reach out. You know, the people around you want to talk to you more than you think. And at the absolute least, you can reach out to me. And that's part of the reason I do the podcast is I want to have a reason to talk to my friends. And even if we can't think of a reason to hang out, now I have a reason to have people come over. We can record a podcast. So I never got to have that true last conversation with him. And it bugs the shit out of me all the time. So this is kind of a way to honor, like it's in his honor, but it's, you know, it's just kind of a reach out, do your thing, you know, the world is better with you in it.
Yeah, definitely.
I guarantee you that. Nobody should be doing that. On that note, we're going to call it a day. Thank you for being here with me today.
Yeah, no problem. I actually really enjoyed this, Lou.
I know.
Thanks for inviting me.
Super busy. I don't want to end it on a sad note, so I'm going to end it with everybody being mad at you. It's very hard right now to get a PlayStation 5, and you have two of them. So,
yeah.
For those of you who don't have a PS5, know that Greg has two. And,
yeah,
that's why you can't get one.
Yeah. Kind of got lucky. My brother, he works at Walmart and he's the stock boy. So when he unloads the truck, he's the very first one that sees it. So, you know, just shot me a text. He's like, yeah, it should be out soon on the floor. And I'm like, okay. And I came with John. John grabbed one. I grabbed one. And yeah, it's a totally different experience, but please don't hate me, guys.
All right, Mr. Greg, thank you for being here today. I'm sure we'll have you on again very soon.
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed the slew. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, of course. Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year. I will talk to you soon.
Yeah. Take care.